Amber turned and was about to creep down the stairs to double-check the ground floor was secure when she heard the thumping sound again, this time louder. She froze to the spot and turned before moving quickly and stealthily back to her bedroom to peer out of the window again. As she reached the window, she heard what could only be Pegasus snorting and neighing from the direction of his shelter. Amber pulled the net curtains back and looked out. Suddenly, she saw movement over by the bunker entrance. Her eyes widened in fear as she caught a glimpse of something large and dark moving around the back of the corrugated shed. She continued watching, her heart now pounding heavily inside her chest as she opened the window slightly. The animal noise she could hear was definitely the horse, much clearer now. Pegasus was snorting, obviously agitated, stomping around somewhere inside the shed. Then, as she watched, the dark shape she'd seen moments earlier came back into view from around the rear of the bunker shed. It was tall, around 8 feet or so, and walking in jerky, insect-like movements, its legs bent at two locations, a bit like a praying mantis. It had a bulbous head and a horrible large black eye rotating, it appeared, around its head like a lighthouse beam, only no light was emanating from it. It was one of the mature alien invaders, the same kind she'd seen on the Severn Bridge, and it was hunting Pegasus. Suddenly, the thing started to tear at the door to the shed with forelimbs that appeared to have the same effect as electrical circular saws. Pegasus then suddenly appeared. The stallion's white head and shoulders burst through the torn wooden door and out into the field. The horse immediately reared onto its hind legs when confronted by the alien creature, its front legs frantically clawing the air, as if it were fighting in a surreal boxing match, horse versus alien.